You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our Comet Girl,
drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
If you guys want to go to the Caribbean, you just have to go on our Instagram.
She overfilled it.
Oh, God. Honestly, it's the second show. It feels right, baby.
Yeah.
You just have to go to our Instagram. The details will be there. Don't not enter.
It's a big trip. Girl cup. Yeah, no. Wrap
it. Gently.
That. No, you've got it.
Yeah.
Shake, 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 shake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Feels right.
You could work at the burlesque club.
Yeah.
I did start taking silks lessons, like aerial silks. Is anybody here doing that stuff? Isn't that amazing? I'm so weak. I had no idea how weak I was until I just watched these women just like grab onto these things and pull them, their entire body weight up and hold it for like 5 minutes.
I don't know. I saw her Instagram post and it was like thirst trap.
Oh, this silk? Dome.
Yeah.
I'm like silking my shoes off over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I gotta tell you what's in this thing. So it's great. It's an ounce of tequila. It's a half an ounce of mezcal. We got 3/4 ounce of pineapple juice and grapefruit juice, respectively. And a half an ounce of agave syrup. Shake it all up. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. And then put some jalapeno and a little soda water in it. And it's real easy and real delicious. So there you go. Huh? Say less.
That means she likes it.
Okay.
That means she likes it. We're like, what are the kids saying these days?
The moms don't know, guys.
Yeah, moms don't know.
It's okay.
I'm not on Urban Dictionary.
Like, I came say here to less. Talk. I don't. What do you want from me?
We're like, okay, I guess we should go home.
She said say less. Okay, what's your name?
My name's Athena.
Athena, how old are you? Okay,
can you prove
ID.
It?
Come here. Where are the stairs?
Show us an ID, please.
Where are the stairs? You, get your ID. Go over here. Come
Cheap
here.
Cheap Caribbean's going to give two of y'all tickets to the Caribbean.
This
All we're giving
lippy.
You is a tequila.
Get her over here. Wait, are there stairs over there, too?
How?
Come
I
here.
Don't know.
Come on down. Athena,
Who's
wait
there?
A second. Like a Greek goddess?
Yeah.
Come on. Queens hang out with goddesses. Give me that ID.
You're making me nervous.
Well, pull it together.
That looks good.
Oh, man, if she can't find her ID, she's not drinking tonight, you guys.
Stop it.
Stop it, no. She's like, I got a Metro card.
It's right here.
She's got an ID! Okay, happy birthday. Oh, man, you had a birthday in September.
October, it's okay.
Issued, yeah. No. Oh my God, no! You literally just had a birthday.
Yeah, I did.
Happy birthday!
I need to come over here. We made you a drink. Come.
Here you go, girl.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on your wedding, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm
Wait,
shook.
Do you want a jalapeno or no?
I want a jalapeno.
Okay, just check.
I'll do all the work.
I don't, so I just want to make sure.
Yeah. God, thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
So we had so much underage drinking on the show, it's very important, as we've illustrated, to check the ID.
Enjoy responsibly.
Do the work. Can we all say happy birthday to Athena? You got us. Listen, don't fall down the stairs.
Okay, I promise.
Okay, you won the night. Thank you for being our drinking buddy. We can take her out to our old hot spots, our old haunts. You guys, we had to hang out in Boston last night with some real dorks last night. And I don't know if you looked at the internet, but they were like wearing weird clothes and like talking trash. And so here we are dressed up as homecoming queens and they're back. Which is disappointing.
These clowns.
So... as children all across America celebrate homecoming this weekend, we've been seeing all the pictures on Facebook, all our friends' kids. We're celebrating a little homecoming of our own, and we are bringing out our homecoming dates. It is...
They're so cute.
Robert Buckley. And Tyler Hilton.
Come on out!
Get out here!
Just bring them out!
Get out
bring
here,
them
you
both
two!
Out. Oh, yeah.
Give these boys their flowers.
Listen, Tyler normally only comes out when it's time to sing a song.
Yeah,
but he's so funny, and he only gets the last 4 minutes of the show, and we're just like, we're not playing by the rules. Come out. You guys, you're so lucky to have these three gorgeous dates tonight.
I know. So look lucky. At these girls. How beautiful are they? Oh, my God.
It is like homecoming.
Did you guys go to homecoming?
Yes.
Together. Rob asked me in the courtyard.
I got a pizza, and with the pepperonis, I spelled out, will you?
Stop.
And then on the second pizza said, homecoming, ? Because they ran out of pepperonis and couldn't finish the rest of the message.
That's the most Rob work? Way I've ever heard.
Wait, we got Rob. Some adorable photos, guys.
What? You didn't really do that.
No, I was kidding. I didn't invite Tyler to homecoming. We didn't even go to the same school. No.
We'll take the picture later.
You thought he did that for a girl?
Yes. I thought, because like, no one loves food more than Rob Buckley.
No.
Like, my man loves hot dogs, churros. We established all this. Lobster rolls. Hey, what did you do today? What damage?
Hold on, real talk though. If I had actually done that, can you imagine by the time that those pizzas got to the girl, there would just be like four slices and it would just be like,
question mark?
She'd be like, what the hell is this? There was a sweet message behind it before I had 35 minutes in the car with these pizzas. Sorry. Today, I just ate. Like, I landed, got to the airport, and then was like, you would have thought I was like ordering insulin on Uber Eats because I was like, got to get a pastrami, got to get some juices, got to get a smoothie.
We got off the plane today. We were like on our way to baggage. Rob's like, do you want to like grab a sandwich or a Jamba Juice? And I was like, on the way to baggage? He's like, yeah, we'll just, you know.
Rob, we have this
great
in
idea though.
Because I'm like, I build my whole world around food.
Yeah.
Like, do you get cranky if you don't eat?
Oh, sure.
Because I'm like, we have a DQ assistant backstage who's been super helpful on this show, but every time she says, there's food on the way, I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What is that like on the way? 45, 10, 5. I need to know what expectation to give my stomach because I'm going to get angry.
She needs an estimate.
Today it was like 4 p.m. I was like, okay, I have to leave for the show in 4 hours. How much sodium and starch can I eat before I go on stage? And literally, so it was like, I went to Kazunori and got hand rolls. I stopped for like a slice. I got the stupid tourist like sweet nuts on
the
corner.
He bought nuts off the street.
Yeah.
He did.
Here, hey,
I
guys.
Love it.
This was embarrassing. I went to 2 nut carts because the first nut cart I went to, I realized I didn't have cash. And I was like, I felt like it was the universe telling me, like, bro, don't buy a $3 bag of nuts on the street with a credit card. So I was like, all right, I won't do it. And then the next block still smelled great. And I was like, all right.
All right.
I guess God wants me to have sweet nuts.
Rob, I was telling these kids about all the trouble. Well, we all, but particularly I used to get into in this city, and remembered that my friend who I used to get into trouble with, who's here, the three of us had a late night food adventure at the classic Katz's Deli.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day when Rob was working on Lipstick Jungle, we all wound up at some party together, yeah. And Alicia and I were like, we gotta go get a pastrami. It's 2:30 in the morning and we're ready for a second dinner. And you were like, where are you going? And I was like, we're going to be friends.
Yeah.
And we took you to the deli.
Yeah.
Is that how you guys met?
Uh-huh. Wait, did we eat there twice? Because we also ate there one morning.
Did we all go back the next day?
Well, I remember specifically you and I meeting up there
yeah.
at like 11:30
in
the morning.
Yes, because nobody else wants to go to the deli for breakfast yeah. but us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Katz is the best because you can be like, I'll have a sandwich. Probably should pair that with, you know, some...
I should get a matzo ball
latkes.
Soup. Yeah.
Yeah, some matzo ball
yeah.
soup. You know
all
what I mean?
Of it.
My brain does this game. Do you guys have this where, like, you look at a menu, and I think a normal person would go, like, that dish looks nice. I'll have that.
Yeah.
Maybe with a small salad or something.
Absolutely
My
not.
Brain goes, what if this is the last time we're ever
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
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 We need to try all of the good shit.
It's immediately like, how many of us are there? 5? Okay, well, what if we got 7 entrees and we split
yes.
and then everybody got a box of leftovers for tomorrow? It's really actually very economical.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to pay for Postmates delivery fees twice, right?
Take her everywhere.
I'm going to go get some dinner out here.
It's like anticipatory FOMO.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'd hate to wake up tomorrow wondering what that lava cake tasted like. Probably only one way to nip this in the bud. We're staying for dessert.
What is it like traveling through the airport with Robert Begley?
We were just talking about food from the gate to the baggage claim. And then we're like, no, we actually had like the best time. I feel like I was telling Rob, I feel like we've almost become best friends for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I was like, finally this trip, we have the opportunity to like talk nonstop. We've
it
just been hanging.
Me.
It's so fun.
You guys didn't get to work on the show together.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we really missed out on some epic.
I know. We were the will they, won't they.
We deserve
yes.
this
filming
humor.
It now.
Yeah.
If we film it now, it'll just feel like an extra chapter.
But we didn't have any, we didn't hang out, did we, in the show? There was any Clay Chris episodes we forgot about?
No.
Okay.
Hold on
I like
a second.
This.
Someone's
like
pitching
this.
A storyline. That happened?
Clay
no,
becomes a music
she's
agent?
Pitching.
Come on.
Did
you see our chemistry when we
guys,
walked
we don't
on stage?
Remember.
By the way, this is the perfect way to pitch your ideas in the industry. Come to a live recording and pitch them mid-sentence. Go for it.
By the way, it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are taking
I'm not mad
that.
At it. Listen.
Bank.
Yeah, you didn't write it down, did you? Fuck, damn it. Okay.
Copyright 2022.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Points. Thank you so much. The boys are backstage trying to pitch us a podcast of their own.
Hear us out.
Tell us all about it, boys.
Yeah, tell
Before
us.
You boo it, New York, would you at least hear us out? We've worked hard on this.
Guys.
And by hard, I mean like 45 minutes of a flight. Okay, you're going to freaking love this title, New York.
All right,
so
but
just
is there a theme song that comes in? What's the theme song, Tyler?
TBD.
Are you gonna
Let's
do...
not rush that. TBD. Okay.
We can't let it
the
all
name,
out.
Though, is like, it's novel, it's like, it's catchy, it's quick, you're going to love it. Ready? Shh, quiet, New York. Drama Kings. Drama Kings.
Yeah.
It's actually Drama Kings twice.
Yeah.
You whisper it the second time.
We were playing with Coattail Kings, but we decided Drama Kings, just keep it simple, yeah. might be the
best. It's cleaner. People know what they're getting.
And what our podcast is we listen to episodes of their podcast and then we review them reviewing One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
That's a niche. There are people here that want that. Let's give them what they want. Guys?
What was the thing you said in one of the early seasons? I'm like a mystery wrapped in a riddle or a riddle or
a bitch.
Something in a bitch. It's a podcast wrapped in a podcast. It's an Easter egg is yes. what it is.
Oh.
For the OG fans. Do you know there's another Easter egg on this set tonight? Does anybody know what?
Thank you. She caught it.
Passed. I didn't even finish the sentence and you had an answer.
You were at the first show, weren't you?
Yeah.
Sophia searched for this thing. I mean, go ahead.
Well, the vintage couch in Karen's Cafe was very important to all of us because we would have to sit there for days and days and days. And Sophia has literally scoured the internet, just like, I'm going to find it. So,
I've moved on from all the American websites, yeah, and I've started searching foreign countries, and I'm having no luck, and I will speak into existence in this room. I need all of you to put your good energy on this, mm-hmm, that whoever you are out there who's hiding that couch, I will find you.
It's a nefarious.
Yeah.
And it will be mine.
And by mine, like I mean Australia. Ours.
Yeah. Right?
The comet's in Australia, so it legitimately could be anywhere.
It could have left the country on a boat, and I'm going to bring it back.
Yo, I swear to God, it is sitting in the basement of one of our, like, sound guys or some, like, grip was like, yeah, I'll take a red couch. And his kids are sleeping on it.
No.
It's Carmen San Diego. It's like, yes. Where in the world is Karen Cafe's red couch?
It's on the Great Wall of China.
Okay, boys, if you are going to pitch a podcast, are you going to bring all the same guests that we've had on to talk about us?
By the way, we weren't going to pitch this in the middle of the show, but after they started pitching ideas, I felt like the door was open.
Well, yeah, opened up the door, but here's what I can tell you. We did the first show with the fabulous Daphne Zuniga and Barbara Allen Woods. Mm-hmm. And we go backstage, and within like 20 seconds, we'd lost our friends, and they were just like off in the corner with the cute boys, and they're just like, oh, sorry, we're here. Is that hard on you?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Just the charisma, this stubble is no accident. No, I'm kidding. Come on, kidding. I was just like, hey, I have some gum, and they came over to the corner. I was like, now that you're here, can I tell you about myself? You know. Yeah.
Did you see Spaceballs growing up like we did?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, actually.
What?
No.
What? Whoa. Tyler, Princess Vespa was my mom.
Princess Vespa? I know, I don't know this movie.
Stop.
No,
stop
you know those movies
are
embarrassing.
Shame him.
Yes.
You're
right.
Guys.
This
You're
is
right.
our opportunity to educate him.
Okay.
But can we shame him a little? It's Spaceballs.
Tell me about Spaceballs. I saw the beginning. I think I've fallen asleep during it at
no.
a sleepover. So I don't know the whole movie, but
no.
I...
Okay, here's the gist. She's real hot, she's pretty lippy, and she's definitely a drama queen before the drama queens existed. So she's like OG, and she was all like, oh, who are these boys, and how come I didn't get to play with them on the show? Which,
oh, she was here?
Yeah,
she was just here, you just missed her.
Yeah, you missed her.
It's because she was in the corner with Rob chewing gum.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You're darn right she was.
He figured out how to steal her from you.
I was drinking sparkling water alone, wondering where everybody was, and they were all hanging out with Rob.
Are you writing a new song about our journey on this podcast tour?
Yeah, I want to write a song about these three queens in an RV because it is the funniest thing. These guys, did you
that
post anything?
That country song writes itself, man.
It does.
That is so
does.
Good. The Dairy Queens or something.
You guys should do a single. And you should wear these outfits in front of the RV, and that should be your album cover, I think. That would be the
best. We're going to wear these outfits every day
Not
from now on.
And then should we get maybe we'll get matching.
No, they've got full-length ones, too.
No,
they have,
no.
like, ball gown versions.
Love it.
Did they ask you to write original music for the show, Tyler? Do you remember? Was it, like, you just brought in what you had, or were they, like, we need a song for this?
No, yeah,
like,
I brought in what I had. Yeah, that's right. And they were really cool about just kind of writing around it, you know? Like, initially I got brought on because they were looking for a musician to kind of guest star for an episode or two. So it was supposed to be, like, Butch Walker or Matt Nathanson, some older guy to come in. And then they cast me, and I was younger than everybody. And they were like, hey.
Hold on real quick. Did anyone in the audience know what either of those two names were?
Okay. No, you did.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't.
I don't
both
either.
So good.
Yeah. I'm sure they're great. You guys, I live in a fucking bubble. I don't know who anybody is.
Oh. You are on MTV. Girl. She said Hillary was on MTV.
Let me tell you something.
Okay. Oh, that's so
Here's
good.
What I was like. I love the New York
but
audience
those boys weren't
because
really
there's
on
a
MTV.
Level of heckling in the New York audience
yeah.
that
so
we didn't
good.
Get from Boston. But here's what's up. I read cue cards.
Yeah. Also,
every day.
It's Avena's birthday. She can be an asshole, but not you, whoever that was. She, it's her day, not yours. JK, you're not an asshole. We're happy you're here.
Wait, wait. Did you, you wrote your own music?
Yeah, and so then they brought me on because they liked my song, like, I guess better than theirs at the time or something. So I just came on to play my stuff, and they kept kind of,
but you had
supposed
also
to be two episodes.
You had also just come off of Cash, right? What was the movie called? Walk the Line.
Yeah.
So he played Elvis in Walk the Line, if y'all haven't seen that, and did a great job. And so it was a big deal. You were like a hot young thing, man, coming in.
Was.
It was very,
well, you know. Still is.
Still is.
Yeah, still is.
I was.
No, I don't, you know what I mean.
No, for sure.
His hotness is eternal.
God, sorry.
No, I was like so scared, and because I felt so out of place on this show, and I swear to God, these people were so nice to me day one. I literally became best friends with everyone within the first week. Like, I didn't know how to stand on a mark. I didn't know. For some reason, during Walk the Line, they cast a bunch of musicians who had never acted before, so we were let off the hook with everything. They were like, whatever, these guys don't know what they're doing. On One Tree Hill, there's all these beautiful people standing around in beautiful lights, and they all are so professional, and they were so patient with me. Oh, my God. And so the two episodes turned into, you know, episodes and episodes, and then I never wanted to leave. It was like the best time of my life. So
we were, yes. I think it, like, it's so easy to be patient with someone. Like, you were so eager, and you were also so, you were just so nice about everything, and so you were patient with our process and everything too. And because I mean, we had people come in who were not nice about, who didn't know exactly the same things that you didn't know, but also weren't nice about it, and it's just so much harder to be
patient. And you're like, shadow on your face sucks.
Yeah, but it's a good, like, it's true in life, you know, like, no matter what job you're in, just if you don't know exactly what you're doing, ask a lot of questions and be really nice and humble about it, and people want to help you. But, you know, I think the like what we would run into with people, sometimes people would come on the show and then they would kind of posture, like they wanted to present like they knew what they were doing.
Oh, you mean a bunch of pretty young people?
You know, like
we're
it
like
happens.
Peacocking.
Yeah. So it's like, it's just a little bit harder because it's like you appreciate the eagerness of that.
You know,
so
we've all been on a lot of jobs and we've made friends during those jobs, but like, not to be like cheesy, but I feel like we were meant to be friends. Like we became friends so quick and have stayed friends for so long. Like, we don't do that with other shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, this is like,
oh God,
this is
do you think our other shows are jealous?
Do they have this, but not with us? Maybe?
With each other and we're not invited to that party? Like, do they have pool parties together and we don't get invited because they're like, they're going to the One Tree Hill pool party.
Yeah, what's the Friday Night Lights
like
cast doing
better
right now? Are they like, close? Do they love each other? I don't know. I just picked a show out of hat.
We're the best friends that ever bested in the whole wide world.
We're the 3+2 best friends that there ever were. Isn't that
win
song? We're the three best friends. The one from
Hangover.
Hangover.
We know that song.
Yeah.
But it also is a.
I wanted to say it, and then I was like, "Don't leave them out."
It's a triangle.
You're right.
Two. Now,
guys, it just comes out of me, and not even on purpose.
All right, you want to sing me
a song? In my brain.
Guys, do you want Tyler Hilton to sing a couple songs for us?
Sing.
Seems like the right thing to do.
Fine.
I'll do it.
Fine.
Perform for us.
Hey guys, wait, Danielle, don't run away.
Danielle, come back out here. Come here.
Before Tyler sings, come
Danielle,
out here.
Get here now.
Let everyone say hi to you guys. This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Danielle produces our podcast with us anytime. Yes. Anytime we don't know something and we ask a question and then miraculously we go, oh, here it is. It's because she has sent us the answer to our question in the chat of our Zoom. So she's the reason our show happens. Thank you. Thank you for the answers and for Tyler's guitar.
He's going to need it.
All right.
What are you going to sing, babe?
I don't know. I was just, should I sing like?
Y'all are so bossy.
All right.
Let him have his own
you
moment for a moment.
You know what I'll do? Because I haven't done this for any of the other shows. I'll do the first song I ever sang on One Tree Hill, Now That We're Out. You know what? I just learned the lyrics of that chorus finally. Like, I did. I was like, I don't want to be trying to be a lady. And then I just. All right, here we go. Yeah! All right, so here's the song I auditioned with or whatever.
If
for where you go. Perfection follows you the wrong direction. You will never see it for. You get all that you need and more. You see it, you want it, you find it. It's yours, but you can't say what you want or take what you want on, or choose the moves that you fake when you want. You said your life couldn't get much better than where you're at. Yeah, and aren't you glad? Remind me a homecoming story after this.
Yeah, baby. Take us to dance.
I actually like wrote this about a girl I took to home for right now.
I can't.
Just remembered that, I swear to God. That's how I was like, don't f***ing let me forget. You wanna fight? Except, I wonder if she listens to the podcast. She's listening going, don't you f***ing dare.
And on your list of things to do is make me fall in love with you. You find one. You want one. I'm one. Who plays, yeah, but you can't say what you want or take what you want off, or choose the moves that you make when you want. You said your life couldn't get much better where you're at. Yeah, yeah. But you can't say what you want or take what you want on, or rest and wake then and wait that you want. You said your life needed something special. Well, sugar, here I am. Yeah, yeah. And aren't you glad? Yeah. Aren't you glad?
When I sang that song like my first day on set or so, and I had to like sit on this stage. I didn't know any of the girls, and I think the scene was literally you two in the audience looking at me as I sang the song. It was so nerve-wracking.
Yeah, we were into it, dude. Sophie and I are literally sitting here. We're like, how come none of us kissed him?
Nobody.
Literally.
Nobody.
We kissed everybody. How come you?
Listen, what happened?
Man, you dodged a bullet.
And now you can all see why Chris Keller did more than two episodes of One Tree Hill.
Yeah!
He locked it up on the first day, guys.
How cool is this? Ooh. Ooh. Well, I heard another request out there, and I'm going to... It's very rare that I get to do this next song, I feel like, with my partner, so I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Do it!
All right, if you guys know this song, sing it with us here.
Twist my arm.
I gotta pee.
Are you okay?
I get so nervous.
Get it, mama. Get it.
I did too.
You did too? Let's go faster.
Okay.
Dancing where the stars go blue. Dancing where the evening fell. Dancing in my wooden shoes, in a wedding gown.
Who has wooden shoes?
I don't know.
Dancing out on 7th Street in my wooden shoes.
Wooden wedding.
Dancing through the underground.
Sounds dangerous.
Dancing, little marionette. Are you happy now? Where do you go when you're lonely? Where do you go when you're blue? Where do you go when you're lonely? I follow you. when the stars go blue. When the stars go blue. They're laughing with your pretty mouth.
Laughing with your pretty mouth.
Laughing with your broken eyes.
Who's got broken eyes? I don't know. 2020 vision.
Lover's tongue in a lullaby. Yeah. Where do you go when you're lonely? Where do you go when you're blue? Where do you go when you're lonely? I'll follow you.
I'll follow you.
Where do you go when you're lonely? Yeah. Where do you go when you're blue? Where do you go when you're lonely? I'll follow you.
Follow you.
Follow you. Yeah. When the stars go blue. When the stars go blue. When the stars go blue. Stars go blue.
You got your own microphone.
Where do you go when you're lonely? Where do you go when the stars go blue?
Yeah! Thank you, guys.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Joy Lamb.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Man, listen, I love the banter. Like, I want that every time you guys sing that song. Tell me a story.
Guys, I don't know what's getting into us in this check. I can't even talk.
The Shekin'
Act. The Shekin'
Show. She turned into Sean Connery.
In the Shekin' Show.
The Shekin' Show.
Y'all started laughing. We started laughing.
Church giggles.
No. And then I looked over, and Rob was sitting like this. Just looking like a proud dad. Yeah. And we I literally was like, look over my shoulder, look over my shoulder. And we just died. You just looked so
over there
enamored.
In your sweater.
It was all like slow motion, soft focus. I was just, I don't know whether I was falling in love or I was proud, but it was a real nice moment.
Where do you go when the stars go blue, Robert?
I mean, I get my wooden shoes on and I let them take me where they take me.
Tyler. Wooden shoes sound really uncomfortable.
It's honestly such a weird line now that you've pointed it out.
Is it a song about clogs?
Anything else?
They're talking about marionettes, too.
Knew someone who was Dutch and once sent me a pair of wooden shoes. But obviously, nobody wears them.
I feel like those are like, decorative, right?
Yeah. I mean, I tried them on, but I didn't. They didn't feel
no,
very
you just
nice.
To hang them on the kitchen wall.
Yeah.
It's like a you know.
Right?
Trinket.
I mean, did people used to wear wooden shoes?
Surely, yes. They wore them actually in the tulip fields because your feet would sink into the mud.
Oh, is that why?
Yes, I'm
oh
Dutch.
Oh my God, did you hear that?
Wait, you're serious?
Wait, I was always like, why would they wear wooden shoes? It's so impractical. And then Hillary busts this shit out.
Guys are so Sorry. Culturally naive.
Wait. None of that seemed real to me. You're obviously pulling his leg, right?
No. In the tulip trade, like, you have to have, like, a lot of water. You know how, like, you put bulbs in water? And
yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of water. Amsterdam's all, like, you know, canals and things. And so it's muddy, and you have to wear shoes that are basically boats on your feet so you don't sink into the mud.
I was today years old.
But wood absorbs water.
Guys, you know what this is? Science. We've done it. We're at
Solve
NYU.
All your problems. Done it again.
Yes, we do. Okay, but wait. All jokes about shoes aside, I have a question about the first song. I'd like to know who you wrote it about. Who did you take to homecoming?
Homecoming.
You're not going to get away without telling us that story.
Once I said that, I was like, uh-oh. Okay, so
there his foot is shaking.
Yeah. Remember to say her full name so we can find her on Instagram after this.
Okay. Gonna stalk her Instagram profile.
Okay, she's foreign. So this is the thing. She was a German foreign exchange student, and she went to my school, and I, like, took her to homecoming, and I thought she was the coolest girl ever. And then I thought, like, after high school, we were gonna have something, so I, like, visited her in Germany.
What?
And the summer after high school. Well, I was touring around Europe like living homeless. After high school, my goal was to be a hobo. Like, I wanted to be a homeless blues man. Like, that was my dream. And so I lived homeless in Europe for a while, and I visited her in Germany, and it was not what I expected. She had every guy in this little village wrapped around her finger. Like no, I'm serious. The same as I did. And as I rode the train away, I literally started writing Glad, and I was like, you can say what you want to, you know, aren't you glad, whatever. I wrote the whole song about her, yeah. And then I got on One Tree Hill because of it, and I always wondered if she knew that or gave a shit.
Yes. God bless German foreign exchange students.
Joy, did you go to homecoming?
I went to, well, we didn't have homecoming because my school wasn't a football school. We were soccer.
Oh.
So, yeah. But we had prom. Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school?
Eastern Christian in North Hayden, New Jersey.
Anybody? Oh. Yeah, you did.
It's kind of a great school. I loved it. What did you just ask me? Homecoming.
Did you go to homecoming?
Prom. Yeah, I went to prom.
Homecoming.
No, we didn't have homecoming. Didn't you listen to me?
Follow the story, Rob.
Sorry, I thought we were
still
doing the
theme of homecoming.
Quit
ogling Tyler and listen.
Guys, I'm still hearing Tyler's song in my head. I have butterflies in my tummy.
Dancing in imaginary wooden shoes.
Sorry.
No, I went with a sweet guy from South Africa who was at our school. He was a good friend.
You guys are both into foreign exchange.
Hey, we're like the United Nations here, Joy and I.
Well, hold on. I'm getting strong. You don't know her. She goes to a different school. Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, boss. Look, you got a wife.
No, it's true.
It worked out. Congratulations. But listen, pizza boxes aside, did you go?
I did go, and before you ask,
were you homecoming?
Yes, I was on the homecoming court.
Of course you were.
Okay, and listen, was I homecoming king? No, but it was close. It was a hotly contested race, and I, you know, people wanted a recount. I was like, I don't want to upset the school.
What's the name of the guy who won?
Greg Flipping Smith. Still one of my best friends to this day. Literally, we're in a fantasy football league together, and one of the guys with all my high school friends, they're like, hey, my wife and I are going to you know, Claremont High School's homecoming if you guys want to like come to the game before a meetup. And I was like, I've been protesting CHS homecoming for 23 years since Greg stole the homecoming crown from me. So until they actually tell me I won it and do the right thing, Claremont High School, I'm not showing up to your homecoming game. Not that you invited me.
Listen, I think someone here tonight could probably start a change.org petition. So Claremont High School in what town?
Could you imagine like if the millions of One Tree Hill fans start?
Wait, we should do that. Let's do a change.org to make you homecoming king.
You know, somebody would be like, this is what you mobilized the collective power of your show for. This.
In surprisingly petty news, One Tree Hill actor Robert Buckley got 3.5 million signatures for a recount of the 1999 homecoming court.
I think we have to do this. I'm really into this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Guys, I don't want to start Claremont High School.
Claremont High School.
91711. The Wolfpack is the... whatever. Mascot.
Class of 99.
Oh my God, they're the mastodons?
No, the wolf pack is the mascot. That would have been cool, though.
Mastodons is better.
I agree. Can they be the mascot of our road trip?
Well, listen, speaking of road trip, I spent my senior year homecoming dateless. And I had a Suburban full of other dateless women. And we went to a really nice Italian restaurant. Girl, yes. And then after the restaurant, we got squirrely and decided to go out and steal all the political signs that were up. And I had them
Such
in the back.
Such a Virginia thing to do. It's so funny.
And I was like, all right, you guys want to dance now? And yeah, it was.
The cops are like, that's a bunch of girls without boyfriends. Just let them have fun.
Let them have their fun.
So you don't have like a homecoming photo of
junior. I had a really bad boyfriend junior year. He was so handsome and so bad, and so we just don't talk about it anymore. I tried with some other friends to like find him, missed. Like that's no fun. You can't Google stalk missed.
Well, I think we need to recreate this senior homecoming moment for you since you and, I mean, Peyton and Clay, like, never got to interact. Can we just do, like, you play some music and we can get you a photo?
Core.
Like a little homecoming dance? Can we do, like, a homecoming dance?
You're
making me embarrassed.
A first dance for the couple.
First dance. Come on.
Can
the homecoming king and queen.
Hey!
Every time I think
somebody give her her crown back. Give me a crown. I'll give it back to you. Who has a crown?
Well,
damn. Okay, go.
Yeah, we...
Mind your hands, Buckley. I don't need a crown.
It's okay. Go ahead. All right. You guys can get the photos and then do the internet thing and then
come back. Our mics well. Yes.
Hold on, just...
Oh, yeah, that's
the one. Enough room for Jesus between us.
I know, I didn't bring my phone up either. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, I'm crowning you.
Which one of us gets to wear it?
Queen.
Is there a disco ball or anything we can
get
going?
Way to go, Hillary.
What do you guys have? What's up in the light bag of tricks?
I hear your name in certain circles. It always makes me smile.
Yes, give me your lights. Come on.
God.
Hey, listen, you guys.
Who does this belong to?
Yeah, come here.
They probably want it back.
Have this back. Come here. That was
really
nice.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Come here. What can we give you as a present? Oh, does she want something else? Give her something, Rob.
What do we
No
have?
Big deal.
Basket!
That's for you.
Do you have a lock on the back of your belt?
Yeah, so every time I leave town, Jenny has the stupid Samsonite lock that she sticks, and she sticks it on an article of my clothing. So every time I open my suitcase, like, I have one button-up shirt, and there's a lock on it. And this time, I got home from the show last night, I FaceTimed my wife, and I'm like, hey, shows were great. And she's like, did you wear your blue denim pants? Because she helped me pick out these outfits. And I was like, yeah, why? And she's like, did you not notice the lock on the back of it? And I was like, I didn't, and sure enough.
You tell Jenny I found the lock. That's
guess cool you could look. Say she, wait for it, locked it down.
Hey!
Hold on a second. second though, because I love your wife so much.
Me too.
Did she ever watch One Tree Hill? Did she have any idea what she was getting into?
No, ma'am.
God bless. God bless. Wait. And your wife was on her own teen drama.
That's right. She was going to be on like the last episode of One Tree Hill, and something happened. She was going to play like the A&R person at the last something, and then she was filming something. But I was like, dang it, opportunity missed. We could have brought it full circle.
Well, you still found each other.
That's right. That's right. She was on Secret Life of the American Teenager at the time.
Oh, hey.
But wait, has Megan ever seen an episode of our show?
No.
No. Has Jeff?
No, God, no.
Neither is Grant. Yeah.
Imagine Jeff's like a huge fan secretly. He's like literally watched every episode but has never told anybody.
I feel like our husbands and your wives maybe should have a podcast.
Yeah.
And watch our show.
What the shit is this? Yeah. Yeah.
What the F is One Tree Hill?
What in the early 2000s is this?
You guys, Megan sent my husband Grant a hat that says, I've never seen One Tree Hill. And it's so great, and it literally sits on a table, like, with his other hats that he actually wears by our front door, and every once in a while, I'm like, are you going to wear that one on your run today? And he's like, no, because someone will throw something at me. They won't understand that it's ironic.
Wait, no, the other day, I went on a jog, and I didn't have a hat to wear, so the only hat in the closet was an I've never seen One Tree Hill hat.
No.
And I literally, like, looked both ways in the park, and I was like, fuck it, I'm doing this. And I just ran, and I was like, I hope no one sees this. Just... take a picture.
That's
next
a paparazzi time. Shot I want so badly.
Yeah.
So badly.
I was like, why is that guy wearing a mask and sunglasses while he's jogging?
But I would like love it if you had gotten busted by the paparazzi and you're like, oh, respect my privacy. I'm just a guy. And they're like, you're literally wearing your own merch.
I mean, speaking of merch, we're wearing our own sweatshirts, so you guys aren't going to make fun of us for that, are you?
Yeah.
No.
Have you guys gotten
merch
yet? I wore it last night.
You saw it out there, right?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you got the towel.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Okay, so we want to answer some of your questions now. So I believe we have some microphones in the audience. Yes?
We do.
Yes?
And the first question is from Kelly.
Okay. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi. This is for everybody. I was wondering, what is everyone's favorite end goal couple?
Favorite what?
Ooh. End goal.
Like end game couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peyton and Jake.
Yeah.
Guys.
Haley and Chris. You were thinking it.
Honestly, I really like Haley and Chris. Like, there's like a total chemistry there that got tramped down real fast because no one wanted to upset Nathan. Nathan's fine.
Nathan's going to be fine, you guys, okay?
Yeah, he's busy.
That's true.
Well,
very upset.
He had some things that he had to work out, and that's not her responsibility.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
I mean, now that you've given me the secret, I still stand by Brooke should have been with Hot Uncle Cooper.
Oh, my God.
After college. But after college. I should have been.
That would have been a nice comeback in. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You got yours?
Your fave? Me?
Yeah.
I said mine. Peyton and
What's
Jake.
Yours?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go Brulian because I think that was the strongest couple name. Brulian.
Yeah. Honestly, did work out great, didn't it?
It did.
Because you're so supportive of each other.
Yeah. That's what you want in a grown-up relationship. Two people achieving their goals, supporting each other. Look at that.
Ta-da! Thank you for that question.
Yeah.
Who's next? We want to get as many of you as possible. Where's the microphone?
Our next question comes from the birthday girl, 17th birthday right here.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
So this is for Tyler and Bethany. What got you guys into songwriting and singing?
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. I think for me, it just started naturally. Like, I would imagine for you, too, right? Just started naturally.
I'm curious, when did you, like, why did you learn to play the piano and all that stuff? Like,
my grandma had a piano, so whenever I would visit her, because she was the one who lived in Jersey first. I was in Texas till I was 11, then moved to Jersey. And we moved into her old house, so we actually were living in the house my dad grew up in, which must have been so weird for him. But my grandma had a piano, because she was a piano teacher and an opera singer, and she sang in her church choir, and she was like a major singer. And my grandfather was on Broadway, so I have this like musical history in my family, and I just always was singing and writing songs from as far back as I can remember, my mom has one of those old tape recorders, you know, like the little tape recorders that you from the 80s. And she has tapes of me when I was three, like just making up songs and singing into it. I know, it's really cool.
That's sweet. Wait, why do I have those? Do we need to call your mom?
Yes. My mom would love to hear from you guys.
Yeah. Listen, I'm thinking there's like a Drama Queens like outro song in there somewhere.
Just or like just... my ringtone.
Yeah, your sweet little baby voice.
Could be.
I want that. What about you?
Yeah. It's actually really similar. Like uncle on Broadway, family that played music. It's so weird. And I just like everyone played music from the time I was young and I learned right away. I was like, I have to learn how to do it. And then I started writing songs as soon as I got my heart broken. I was like,
exactly,
I was
right?
always doing cover songs, you know, like Elvis songs. Like, why would anyone need to write a song? And then a girl decided to stop holding my hand at school and something we broke up. And I wrote a song.
Vielen Dank.
Isn't that funny how like the best thing that happens to you as an artist is just like longing and pining and like as a young artist.
Yes.
Me for sure, too. Like every boy that I loved, there was one in particular I just loved for years and years, and he didn't love me back. And I wrote so many songs. I just like became such a writer. I like
the second he starts calling, you're like, no.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no, you can't.
My gosh, you,
can't,
you guys were like Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift was Taylor Swift.
Whoa.
We love Heartbreak.
Thanks for that question.
Taylor is like a big old One Tree Hill fan.
Yeah. Really?
Big old, yeah. That's why I think she had like me do her music video and Coletti did her music video.
I mean,
and she was
can
like,
come hang out.
Yeah,
does she have a nice RV? How's her bus?
Her RV has like wings
Nashville.
And cats on it.
It's pretty.
I feel like hers is probably not a 2013. But...
2013 Class C.
Maybe she'll let us. Just
Tay Tay. Can we ride on your bus?
Taylor, if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Secondchange.org.
Loan us a bus.
Right, yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank
What's our next question?
Thank you for that.
Our next question is from Leanna.
Hi.
Hi.
What would all of your One Tree Hill characters dress up as for Halloween in 2022? Ooh.
Great question.
Oh, fun!
Well... I mean, can we think about it for 1 second?
I'm trying to think which character from Tiger King I want to be. I'm like, the main guy or one of the other guys, you know?
Tiger
I don't know.
King.
Toothless guy? I don't know.
Oh,
one of those guys. I'm still not over that. Like, well, when that happened during quarantine, I was like, I don't care if there's like a pandemic. What is this show? This is the, like, I know it seems like that long ago, not to go on a Tiger King tangent, but how great was that? Crazy.
We all had that thing we shared. Together.
We all loved it. Have you ever met anyone that's like, you know, I started it and didn't really like it? Did anyone do that for Tiger King?
Absolutely not.
No.
Anyway.
Well, I guess I wonder, would we all coordinate? Like do
that.
We all go? And if we do, who's Carol Baskin?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Are we going to do something like this year's Disney villains? Mm-hmm. You know, like what is it?
Or the Witches of Eastwick, maybe.
Oh, I like
my
that.
God.
I mean,
it feels like a coordinated...
Guys. Yeah. Designing women.
Designing women!
I love that. Because
you guys kick off some serious Sugar Baker vibes.
I mean,
you could
saying all
that.
The right words right
Honestly,
now, Buckley. Wait,
who's
Jean
Smart?
Young
who's
here?
Delta?
You guys
who's
even
Dixie?
Know what designing women is. Yeah, we got a couple grown-ups in the audience.
It's a good one.
Yeah. They were original drama queens, too, but
Truly.
Their comedic timing was... Oof. Beautiful. And growing up with shows about female friendship, it was always kind of reserved for older women. It was like the Golden Girls and designing women. And younger girls were always expected to be really combative. And rivalries between, like, you know, best friends over boys. That's so dumb.
Oh, so weird. Who would ever?
So we hope that we are, you know, helping usher in a new generation of girls that are like, no, we want to be Golden Girls.
Yes.
We want to be designing women. We want to be drama queens.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
You'll find a new boy to kiss. Don't worry. Don't worry. All right, what are you dressing up as?
Hear me out. Logan, Clay's son, dresses up as like Hugh Jackman, Wolverine from the first X-Men, when he's like clean cut and clean shaven. And then Clay dresses up as Logan from Logan, where he's like older, gray hair.
Yeah.
I like
Could
that.
Could be a fun tag team costume. I was trying to think of that because there's, I mean, what, probably just a badass superhero, right? Like, because there's no female equivalent. They never did a female equivalent. I mean, sure, there's Storm. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Maybe she's Rogue. Who knows? Yeah.
I mean, she's probably got to stay at home and hand out candy. That's the mom's job. It's like, no, no, you guys go have fun in the
neighborhood.
Or
listen, we just get progressive and she's just a female Wolverine. Why not? We can break the rules. Let's do it.
Can I tell you, I go all out for Halloween Hillary style. Like, when, I got like the dry ice, the fog machine. I put speakers outside with a microphone so when kids walk by, I'd be like, hello. And Megan's like, you got to tone this down. These kids are little. And I was like, no, you're supposed to scare them. This is what they want. And they're not sure if they want to come up to our front door. And I was like, yes, that's what I want. I want them to be like, should I go up? And anyway, I really love
it. I'm so proud of you.
What kind of house are you, though? Are you the full candy bar house?
What? What do you
literally,
give them the little
Gus
fun
says to
side?
Me, Gus says to me 2 days ago, he's like, I just want to grow up and be a full-size candy bar kind of guy. And I was like, yeah, he wants to just like be the guy in the neighborhood that gives out full-size. Yeah. That's all he aspires to. I'm like, what are you going to do for a job? He's like, doesn't matter. Full-size candy bar. What a cool thing for a grown-up.
Dude, if you give out full-size candy bars, you can suck as a neighbor for 364 days a year. But if you're the guy who drops the full-size Butterfinger in the bag, the kids love you.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I like that Gus sees it because he's like, I'm just going to set the goal. Yeah. I'll work backwards from there. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Just reverse engineer right into it.
Gotta be great. Trick or treat. Yeah, what's our last question?
Our last question is from Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I'm like freaking out. I love y'all so much. And everything you stand for, y'all are just the best.
Thanks.
Okay, my question, and by the way, I came all the way from Alabama just for
y'all. Girl, I hear that, Alabama.
Yes. I was gonna ask.
Only for y'all. Aww. So
what
my
part?
Question is, if you could keep one character. Wait, what'd you say?
She said, what part?
What part? Sorry. Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, if we...
No, what part of Alabama?
No. What part of Alabama?
We're trying to establish a rapport with you. We care about you.
I'm so nervous. I don't
want to
mess the show up, and I'm so nervous.
No, girl, I want to know what town you're from.
I'm so obsessed with y'all. Y'all don't even know. Okay, I'm from Orange Beach, and I know Alabama doesn't have the best reputation, but I'm not like them, okay?
Baby, you just threw your whole state under the bus. You're like, no.
No.
Today I'm a New Yorker.
I'm like, every time y'all go on a Twitter rant, I'm like, yes, retweet. Okay, anyway, sorry. Okay.
I'm not sorry.
I like it.
Okay. I'm dead right now. Okay. If y'all could keep any of the characters that we tragically lost all throughout the show, who would you keep and why?
Uncle Keith, because Uncle Keith. Keith.
I mean, you know what I'm going to say. Ellie, all day. Yeah, like Ellie and Peyton in an RV going on a tour.
Oh, my God. Also, like, you guys running Red Bedroom would have been so cool.
Yeah, she's so cool. She wore that cool leather bracelet. And she was like a cool mom, and she would tell you to like hook up with the boy. Like she was giving you like the counter advice that your normal parent would. We needed more Ellie.
Yeah. You know what hit me hard, which is weird because like, you know, he wasn't a parent. He wasn't an Ellie or a Keith, but Quentin. You guys. Robbie Jones is so special.
Yeah.
And like, oh. I was like, I was not well after.
No, we legitimately cried at that.
Yeah, time. Like we were weeping and we were like, what's happening?
Really upset. I was mad.
It was a rough
I was mad
day.
When they killed him off. Because he's such a good actor and he's so in the moment and we just enjoyed having him around so much.
Yeah,
that really
turns out we want to keep a lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you guys know, I don't know if you know this, but like when you don't know what's going to happen over the season, like when you're on the show. So you literally get the episodes and when you read them, that's the first time you know what happens that episode, which is interesting. So I feel like when you read that someone's going to die or that kind of stuff, it really like hits you hard. It's interesting that we find that out when we get the script, you know, but interesting.
Yeah, oftentimes they do too.
Yeah.
And we get it like the week before.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Yes. Well, we.
I was like, when I found out you weren't coming back, I was texting my best friend who was also watching, and I was like, "Where is
Aw, that's so sweet.
I'm just...
I didn't watch for like...
I get it.
A whole week. One episode. I love that boycott. I'm not watching for 6.5 days. I'm principled.
I feel you. I appreciate you. But then you're like, but I heard this Clay guy.
That's right.
Holy abs.
Right. He's supposed to be amazing. Oh, I'm just going to say that is, you know, the resident Brooke Davis of the group, I co-sign that.
Yeah, me too.
Speaking of Rob's abs, we were in an Uber last...
But we got you back now, baby.
Yeah, we got her.
Sorry, Tyler, what?
I was saying, speaking of Rob's abs, we were in an Uber last night, and I was like, hey, Rob, how do you get abs? And he was like, you know, telling me, and then we like get there, and I was like, that Uber driver must have been like, oh, cool, I'm picking up two actors. And then by the time he dropped us off, he's like, get out of my car. I hate you guys. Hey, Rob, how do you get abs?
Anyway. Rob's like, the character I'm worn is my abs.
We got in the car and it was like leaving an event, so there's people like shouting and stuff. So this guy probably thought like, oh wow, I wonder who I got in the car. This might be a big deal. And then like 30 seconds in, he's just, how loud can this radio go? Oh my gosh. It's like, well, you know, Tyler, abs are made in the kitchen. And he was like, I want to die.
I was like, what else have I always wanted to ask Rob while I've got him for the weekend, this poor Uber driver?
That was your big ponder?
I was like, oh, let's see what. No, I've asked him everything else up to that point. So it's just more like looking out the window, be like, what about abs? How do you get abs?
Oh my God. Well, thankfully, we never killed Chris Keller because we needed more of that. You guys, thank you so, so much for being a part
thank
of our
you,
podcast.
Wow. We're so, so grateful you came. Thank you so much.
Wait. We have to talk about Tariro, who's in the audience tonight.
Yes, where is she?
Kimbra is here too. We have some friends here.
We have some friends here.
We just want to say hi to you. Does anybody shout?
Hi!
Hi!
We made a friend with Tariro who did the New York Times article about us. So, and it meant so much to us to be validated after 20 years of doing this. And so we love you. Thank you.
Yeah, we just
so,
want to make
so,
sure
so
we
so
send a shout out to you. Thank you for picking us up on this journey. It was great to see you guys. I hope that we get to see you again soon.
Yeah. You guys all say hello to your mothers on the podcast.
That's right. Go kiss your best friend.
All right. We love you. Are you guys going to go get weird right now? We are.
I think you should.
All right. Let's cuff it. Let's get out of here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, New York.
Thank you, New York. Bye, New York.
Night. Cheers, queens.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.